Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
After several months of collecting basic menstrual hygiene products and fundraising, the Peninsula Period Network has signed an agreement with the Kenai Peninsula Rural School District and is now supplying boxes of basic menstrual hygiene products across the district. According to the group Facebook page, they've been collecting basic menstrual hygiene products since August of 2022, and as of Wednesday, January 26, they've now started to offer boxes and campuses across the Kenai Peninsula Rural School District. Peninsula Period Network is dedicated to ending period poverty and the trauma associated with not having access to basic menstrual hygiene products for KPBSD students. The Peninsula Period Network provides free menstrual products and restrooms and welcomes the community to help support the program. Chair Wackler, Peninsula Period Network founder, explains the idea of the program.
The idea of having a kid that's going to go through what I went through, and then I think about all the kids that have to go through what I went through. And I just said, how do I get them in the school?
Wackler has been working closely with KPBSD and has received support from across the Kenai Peninsula Borough.
We saw a problem, which is first-time menstruators, or even me having menstruated for 30-plus years, don't always know when your menstruation is going to come. And so having them in the bathrooms rather than in the nurse's office or the principal's office, like one school had said that they do, students are just way more likely to actually utilize it.
Wackler stated that now they're searching for advocates for each school to refill the caddies on a regular basis with the products the group provides. Currently, several schools across the district has parent, teacher, student volunteers, but more support is needed. Schools include Soldana Elementary, Soldana Montessori, Kenai Central High School, Soldana High School, Skyview Middle, River City Academy, Kenai Middle, Mountview Elementary, and Kenai Alternative. If you'd like to be involved in the program, you can reach out to Chair Wackler. Contact details are posted on the story at RadioKenai.com. Peninsula Period Network's goal is to reach all 42 schools in the district and roll them out as soon as possible, as soon as they have an advocate in the campus. Advocates are required to have a KPBSD background check before they enter the schools if they're not a student. Student volunteers can earn hours towards their community service through the program. Additional details posted at RadioKenai.com. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Alaska Trail Stewards Program and its partners are proposing a 550-mile multi-braid trail system connecting Fairbanks and Seward, providing a variety of year-round uses, motorized and non-motorized, along different braids. The mission of the Alaska Trail Stewards Program is to provide volunteer-based trail maintenance services to public land managers and others who have responsibility for safety and sustainability maintaining trails throughout Alaska. Haley Johnson, the Initiative Program Coordinator for Alaska Trails, recently spoke at the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District Economic Forum in Homer and described Alaska's long trail.
So the vision is that it'll be a 500-plus mile trail that runs from the Pacific up to Fairbanks. And it's a braided system of trails, so there will be sections of the trail that are open to motorized use and equestrian use and bicycles and hikers and skiers.
The proposed Alaska Trail will consist of, first, a 500-mile segment, which would ultimately expand into a 2,000-plus mile trail extending north from Fairbanks to the Brooks Range and North Slope and the south to the future SE Long Trail, offering an alluring mix of trails and ferry rides. Many sections of the proposed trail already exist or are currently planned, and the route is almost entirely on public lands, enormously reducing the complexity and cost. According to Alaska Trails, the development of the Alaska Trail includes multiple steps, some already in the works and some in the planning stages. For more details about the Alaska Long Trail, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.